Katie, I know that we don't anticipate the victim appearing in this case. Do we? Oh, there's Utah County. Okay. So welcome everybody. We do have a quorum. I'll note that currently everybody on the committee is present except for Chief Robinson,
He is
and
joining
he
right
just
now.
joined. So all the members of the committee are present. We also have somebody from the Utah County Attorney's Office has joined us. We'll start with approval of the minutes from the July 6th meeting. Has anybody had a chance to review those minutes and would be in a position to make a motion?
I've read the minutes and I'll motion to approve them.
Do we have a second?
BJ Robinson, I can make a second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Just before we get to the complaint for RP, I did want to, again, I'm just going to kind of do this regularly and let the committee know. We have received at least two complaints since our last meeting. Katie and I reviewed those and determined there wasn't an alleged victim rights violation, so we went ahead and closed those. In one, the victim was asking that a full investigation be opened, and proceeded to list allegations that there were some false statements being made about them. In the other complaint, they alleged that they were being stalked and harassed by multiple criminal justice agencies in the Utah County, but they wouldn't, they didn't, hadn't provided any information, any factual basis for those statements, and specifically asked for help in for those criminal justice agencies to help this individual sue the criminal justice agencies, which is not a victim rights. A victim right. So we've closed those. If at any point members of the committee they want to know more information or see copies of those complaints, I'm always happy to share those. But under the new process, that's one of the first things that Katie and I are doing are vetting these complaints, so as to avoid having to go through the committee if there's not something that's alleged. So this complaint that we're doing today with RP is actually the first one that's gone through that process where RP submitted the complaint. The initial complaint submitted, and for some reason I can't pull it up, but the initial complaint that
Andy,
RP.
can I just jump in here? I'm
Yeah.
going to recuse myself on this one because it involves my police department, and it's also something that where we've had charges screened in our office, and so I'm going to have to recuse myself from this discussion on this RP one.
Well, I will leave that up to you, but I'll kind of explain the process. So we received this complaint on RP.
No,
The
I've already decided, Sandy, so I'm recusing myself. So I'll turn my camera off and my microphone off.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So on this one, the factual summary that submitted was that a case was reported to Saratoga Springs Police Department. That case was then submitted to the Utah County Attorney's Office. They included a text message from the Saratoga Springs Police Department stating that the case had been submitted to Utah County. And then the remaining facts were that they hadn't received any communication about the case. So as Katie and I looked through this, although they listed Saratoga Springs and the Utah County Attorney's Office, we declined to move forward on Saratoga Springs Police Department because they had a text message saying that that case had been submitted to the Utah County Attorney's Office. And under the victim rights statute, any status updates on a case that has been submitted for screening has to be referred to the prosecuting agency. So, because there was no obligation from the Saratoga Springs to Police Department, and there was no allegation that RP had attempted to reach out to Saratoga Springs Police Department and had been refused any information, there was nothing factually there for the Saratoga Springs Police Department. So we didn't move forward on anything involving the Saratoga Springs Police Department. However, the initial information that RP did provide was that they received little or no substantive information about the progress of the prosecutorial review. So because of that, Katie and I felt that that at least warranted moving forward with information from the Utah County Attorney's Office. So we went ahead and just sent the letters to RP asking for more follow-up information and to the Utah County Attorney's Office asking them for information on those interactions between RP and the Utah County Attorney's Office on the status of the case. So that's kind of the background so that you get an understanding of how this new process is working is that, we read through that, we determine based on the facts who is involved and who's not. So Kevin, that's why I said if any of that changes, we're not doing anything and we're not basing any of our decisions based on any allegations involving the Saratoga Springs Police Department. I know that you said that you want to recuse yourself, and unless you say otherwise, I'm going to assume you will maintain being recused. But today we're
Yeah,
only considering.
so I appreciate that. There's a lot more history involved with this one. That's why I understand the allegation is just of a violation by Utah County, but just for reasons I can't discuss, I'm recusing myself, period, from any discussion. So,
Okay.
but yeah, I appreciate the explanation, but thank
Yeah,
you.
so for today, there were two allegations that we moved forward on, again, both involving the Utah County Attorney's Office. The first one is the failure to treat victims with dignity, respect, courtesy, and sensitivity. And then the other claimed violation was kind of more amorphous. So at this point, I'll kind of open it up to the committee's discussion. We received follow-up information from RP. We also received a response from Utah County. I don't see, as I said, and Katie can correct me if I'm wrong, we'd received an email from RP stating that she was not, or they were not going to attend, that this situation is hard on them emotionally and physically to attend these types of meetings, and so they chose not to attend. I do see that there is somebody here from Utah County. At this point, I will open it up. If Utah County or anybody from Utah County wants to make a statement to the committee, you are welcome to do so at this time.
I am just subbing in and I was had no idea what was going on today, so I apologize.
So that would be a no. Okay. Thank you, Sarah. So based on that, we're just going to go forward on the written responses. So at this point, I will just open it up if anybody on the committee has any questions or anything they want to discuss.
This is BJ. I'm just looking at the review or the return letter from Utah County Attorney Ryan McBride. And I think their response is pretty comprehensive. I'm just wondering if the email from RP contradicts anything. I'll be honest with you, it's hard to follow all the email threads and the time frames and all that type of stuff. So I'm like trying to piece all this together like a puzzle. And it gets a little bit, I get a little, it's difficult to keep it all together. And so I'm just wondering, is there anybody that feels as though the letter from Ryan McBride does not answer all of the victims' complaints? Because I feel that it does, with exception of how she felt disrespected, or I can't remember what's the terminology in the one line of that you use, Sandy.
Dignity,
Yes.
courtesy.
And so to me, there's nothing in the letter that addresses that specifically, but I'm also not seeing anything from the emails as to where she's giving specifics as to the reason why she feels that way, other than feeling that way. I don't know if that makes sense.
I guess I have a question too. Is so these charges that were pending or in limbo, were they ever, so they were filed, but they're still pending, either declination, or were they declined or no? Because if is she even under the definition of a victim if there's no charges, nothing filed or anything moving forward? Does that make sense? I'm trying to find that
Yes.
definition again.
So there's three different cases that she references, but the only one that she alleged the complaint on was the last one involving the was it exploitation, Katie? Extortion?
Extortion. And
Extortion.
Sarah, have the cases been screened at this point, or are they still in the process?
So there's two from 2022. Those were declined. If those are supposed to be re-looked at, I'm not aware. The case from 2026, that case is still in screening. It has not been reviewed, but I do have a note here. She called the other day for an update.
Yeah, so in piecing as I went through the timeline, as I understand it, the cases from 2022 were both submitted to the Utah County Attorney's Office. They were declined. Utah County reached out, notified her of the declinations of those prior. And then this last spring is when Saratoga Springs investigated the extortion and submitted the extortion over to the Utah County Attorney's Office in April. And that's where all of the communications that RP was referencing, she talks about she did provide in the follow-up emails communications about the 2022 cases that were declined, but her complaint primarily resolved around the extortion one. So that one was submitted in April of this year, and that's what Katie and I were following up on. We're not dealing with anything involving those 2022 or the declinations because everything in the complaint was really related to following up on this extortion charges. And so, Tom, to answer your question, and I will welcome Sarah or Katie to correct me if I'm wrong, but that case got submitted by Saratoga Springs. It's in the screening queue. So no charges have been filed yet, but she is the listed victim. So since criminal conduct was alleged to have occurred where she is the victim, she still does count as a victim under the victim rights statute, even though it's in the screening stage. And again, per Ryan McBride's letter, and even on in the emails from RP, it's just a matter of screening queue, right? And trying to get to it as quickly as possible. They just haven't actually screened it yet. Or they'd screened it and have sent it back for follow-up information. I'm not sure, but it hasn't been decided whether or not it's being charged or declined. It's still in that screening stage. And I just wanted to clarify because screening can entail a lot of that process, right? Like it entail that see they're declined or charged, it's still technically in screening, even if there's back and forth of getting follow-up information from law enforcement. And Chief Robinson, to answer your question, I didn't see anything that was contradictory. I think the only things different between RP's emails that I saw and the letter from Ryan McBride is that they did in both RP and Ryan McBride's letters, they acknowledge that she's called multiple times and they've answered her multiple times, that it hasn't been screened yet. It's in a screening queue. One of the things she did mention that wasn't addressed is that she spoke to a person in the office who was rude. But there wasn't any information about how that person was rude. It just said that that person was rude. But then spoke with a victim coordinator who said that they were going to see what they could do. RP also mentioned requesting reasonable accommodations. I didn't see anything about that in Ryan McBride's letter, although RP didn't state what reasonable accommodations they were asking for. And I think this is a conversation that Katie and I had had on the original complaint, which is, as a victim, you're entitled to be informed as to the status of the case. And reasonable accommodations would deal with primarily how you're receiving that information. But reasonable accommodations under the victim rights statute don't entail having your case screened sooner, in terms of that. Like it might be of if she needed accommodations of like communicating via email versus on the phone, if there were issues there or how that communication, but it seemed like she was having communications with the county attorney's office. They were keeping her updated. It's just the updates weren't what she'd hoped they were going to be. And unfortunately, because of the delay, it is causing and exacerbating her situation. But there's not anything in the victim rights statute that deals with accommodations for that, in terms of how quickly that's done.
I
Sure.
think I'm probably tracking a lot the way that Chief Robinson was going, where I'm not seeing anything that is blatant here. And I understand the frustration. I mean, we all send cases in and we wish they'd move faster, and we all get a little frustrated with that. But, depending on caseload and whatever else you're dealing with, that's the way things work. So I understand their frustration. I just don't think it's getting me to a level that I would feel comfortable doing anything about it at this point.
I agree. I don't think there's a finding on that. And I've read those emails a bunch of different times trying to figure out if there's any other details besides her saying that somebody was rude to her. Not disputing that, but I don't have anything that I could find in the information that I have to confirm that either, as to, what was the conversation, what was the context, what was it that was rude. And so I'm putting that out there in case I've missed it, or there's a document I didn't read or didn't see that explains that in more detail. But from everything I can read in the attachments, I'm not finding anything that I would sustain as a violation. And I'm throwing that out there as if anybody else found anything that either hits close or that I should reconsider. But the statement that somebody is rude was rude to me, I would want more information before I was comfortable in sustaining, yes, that person was rude.
And I guess from the best I can tell, because I think there's questions I'd like answered, but there's no one here to answer them. But it does look like that every time she contacted the Utah County's attorney's office, she was at least responded to, if only to say, "I'm sorry, it's still in screening." And I can understand, like everyone else has said, the frustration of feeling like, "Why is it taking so long?" But I don't know what else would need to be done to keep tracking the case as far as keeping her informed of the case.
I did figure out the initials you guys were talking about, so I do know about this case, so I may be able to answer some of your questions.
Well, sir, I think the question maybe you weren't hearing as you're trying to look it up primarily is it the impression, and I agree with Scott, like it looks like every time she called in or emailed in, somebody from either the victim coordinator or a secretary responded, and gave her the status update, which unfortunately the status update was your case still hasn't been screened yet. But they were still updating her. And I can't remember. I think she even agreed with what was stated in the letter, which is that another victim coordinator at the very beginning tried to offer other support and resources and help at the beginning of the screening stage. So I think the only thing that that I had a question of is, and I don't know if you can answer this, is she says that somebody was rude to her. If you have any information on whether or not somebody in your office was rude to her.
I don't. She's talked to, I think, like five of us. So I could narrow it. I mean, like, it would just be a guess of maybe who was rude, but she has spoken with
I
five
wouldn't want
different
you to
victims.
guess, Sarah.
Pardon me.
I wouldn't want you to guess. I would say if there was an independent complaint to a supervisor in there, if you're aware of
Yeah,
it.
no, there's no, there's nothing on there.
I wouldn't want you to guess then.
Yeah, I yeah, oh yeah. I won't, I won't guess, but yeah, there's no, I don't see anything, and my supervisor didn't tell me that anybody complained to her or specifically who it was that was rude to her. We did give her resources in the beginning. But yeah, we've responded to her every time. Unfortunately, it's still in screening. And so that's just the same thing. I think right now it is waiting to be screened by our admin. So that's what we're waiting on.
And Sarah, one of an email that we got this morning, or actually about an hour and a half ago from RP, indicated that she did recently reach back out asking for a status update. Are you able to see if that happened and if you responded?
Yeah, so it looks like she called our receptionist on the 27th and she spoke to a victim coordinator who's newer in our office. But she did speak to somebody and they updated her. Anyways, they updated her.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this happens more than it seems like it should. But the reality is, all they can say is, hey, it's still in screening. And to a victim, that may sound like it's sitting on a desk and hasn't been looked at. And in reality, it could be that it has been looked at several times, more questions have been asked, things have been happening. But you can't really explain all the ins and outs to your victim because it either gets their hopes up or gets them too involved. It's just a process. And maybe if we always answered, gosh, it seems like it, but I know they're looking at it and they're working on it really hard. Sounds better than it just hasn't been screened yet. But I don't think that creates a violation either.
So Ryan
Yeah.
is now with us from the Utah County Attorney's Office.
Ryan, we got your letter. We've read through it. We're just kind of at the end of the discussion. I don't know if you, since you're here, if you'd like to make any statements or any comments. RP did reach out and say they were not going to be present for this one, so we're not waiting on them, but want to give you the opportunity since you're here if you'd like.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Katie. Yeah, this is a complex case. There's a lot of property records involved. There's a divorce decree. There's a lot of interests at issue that require some, additional investigation, frankly, and additional materials, and it takes time. When we have communicated with her multiple times, Ms. Potter, and let her know that that our work is ongoing, and really, as far as that's really all we can do at this point is do our work, do it as efficiently as we can, and let her know what the status is, and when that changes, we will let her know that as well.
Well, I guess one other question I had, and Sarah or Ryan, you can answer this. RP in her complaint mentioned about reasonable accommodations. Has she made any requests that would fall under what are typically reasonable accommodations in order to receive the communications? When she uses it in her complaint, to me, it sounds more like she wants a reasonable accommodation of a quicker screening, which I don't think would qualify, but just wondering if she's ever reached out and asked for, an ability to meet in person in a way that would accommodate her disabilities or anything of that sort.
In looking at the notes, I didn't see anything, any kind of, when I hear that, I think some kind of disability issue that we need to be cognizant of and, make sure that we're communicating in a way that she understands and things like that. I didn't see anything like that in any of the notes that we had received from the victim witness coordinators that have interacted with her. So, no. I mean,
Okay.
and we haven't done anything differently with her than we have with other victims. We've talked to her when she's called, we've let her know what's going on and so forth. So
Okay, thank you. Do any other members of the committee have any other questions? Okay, at this point, does anybody have a motion?
I guess I'll motion that we found no violation with the allegations that the victim brought forward.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. That is all of our complaints to review today.
Let me
Thank you,
just put
Utah.
on the record that Kevin did abstain from voting.
Oh, yes. Kevin did abstain from voting. All right, so thank you, Utah County, for appearing. At this point, I would make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.